Hi, I'm Matt Perkins, assistant editor for SearchStorage.com, and today I'm talking with George Crump, the founder of Storage Switzerland, an analyst firm that focuses on the storage marketplace, particularly virtualization. Storage Switzerland provides strategic consulting and analysis to storage users, suppliers, and integrators. A storage industry veteran of more than 25 years, George has held engineering and executive management positions at numerous IT industry manufacturers and integrators, and is a regular contributor to SearchStorage.com and other tech target sites. Prior to founding Storage Switzerland, he was CTO at one of the nation's largest integrators. Today, we're going to hear George's thoughts about trends in direct attached storage. George, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, great. Let's get started then. George, is it fair to say that DAS is making a comeback, or was it just a misperception that SANs were going to drive it into extinction?
I think it was really more of a misperception that SANs were going to drive it into extinction. The primary advantage that DAS has and probably will always have is two, really. The first, it's going to always be less expensive just from on a per-unit basis. And then secondly, there are certain times where it's the easiest way to assure performance because there's no other variable. There's no network switch, HBA, a SAN array, anything else involved in the process.
Okay, great. So who is using DAS today? Is it mostly SMBs? And how prevalent is it at the enterprise level?
I think that's, again, a pretty common misconception. Clearly, it's in use at a lot of SMBs, the guys that are still haven't gotten their first SAN for a variety of reasons. But also in the enterprise, there's specific situations where the cost to attach a server to the SAN is not effective as compared to just putting in, you know, using a local hard drive or even a mirrored hard drive. Then there's also performance considerations where you might want to have direct attached storage just to eliminate other variables in the sort of performance equation.
And now, are there storage or server vendors that are most closely associated with DAS? And if so, which ones?
Well, the primary guys that are going to be associated with direct attached storage are going to be your hard drive manufacturers themselves, and then also standalone array vendors. And again, those guys are going to be mostly the same as the server manufacturer. So often the guy that provides you your server has a direct attached RAID system that may be most commonly attached to those type of servers.
So in the end, is it either a question of DAS or SAN, or can the two coexist?
I think that the two can coexist. I think that clearly as SAN technology continues to proliferate and as costs and things of that nature continue to drive down, we might see a shrinkage in the overall size of the DAS market. But at the same time, the capacity and performance of direct attached storage will continue to grow. So I think those two will tend to offset. I think even in the enterprise, you'll see to use your word, a coexistence of the two technologies and applying the right one at the right time.
And now, looking down the road, will solid state drives take over for DAS?
Well, to some extent, we're seeing that now. We've seen several blade server manufacturers announce that they're going to be shipping solid state disk with their blades. Where that becomes very appealing is in environments where you have a lot of boot or login activity. So virtual servers or virtual desktop type of applications, getting the boot partition up on solid-state disk would have a lot of benefits in overall performance. So I think further down the road, clearly, especially in the more utility server where we're just using a hard drive to boot an application and going down the road, absolutely, solid-state disk makes a lot of sense.
Great. Well, that wraps up our discussion today on direct attached storage. You can learn more about DAS by going to George's website, www.storage-switzerland.com, or by visiting searchstorage.com. Thanks again for your time, George.
Thank you for having me.